Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you've already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who've started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search of your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen. Welcome to this week's episode of Silver Linings. My guest today is attorney Cindy Hyde. Cindy's specialty is prenup and cohabitation agreements, but her main focus now is love, money, and the law, her passion project, which she's been working on for quite some time. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
I'm so excited to learn about love, money, and the law, but first I'd like for you to start us off by telling us how you became interested in the law for a career. And also, I think our listeners would be interested to hear about your having to restart from the ground up your law practice at almost the age of 50.
How did I decide to go to law school? It's something that I always wanted to do. It was either be a professional ballet dancer or go to law school.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's the opposite ends.
Exactly. And I started ballet dancing when I was three. And it was just something I loved so much. You know, but then in high school, you have to make a decision. My mother was very clear about, well, if you want to be a ballet dancer, then you go right ahead. Just know that you're pretty much done when you're about 25. But if you'd like to go to law school, you know, we'd be very supportive in that endeavor. And so I had to make a decision, and I thought big picture, that would be the smart thing to do. So I had the support of my family. A few years after I graduated and I had started my own law practice. At that time, I was focused on real estate. I met my husband, my ex-husband, fell madly in love, and had just the greatest 10 years of my life ever. And having married the love of my life, I had two beautiful children. And then I had 7 years from hell, pretty much, because we started working together, and everything really sort of fell apart. So that was the pivotal beginning of the end, and which eventually turned into a 7-year divorce process in Ohio.
Oh my Lord. That's
yeah,
awful.
And that's sort of how I ended up here. I mean, with my passion project and also restarting at a later point in life, my law practice, my family law practice, because the experience I had in the legal system there at the time, I mean, in Ohio, you have legal separation. We don't have that here in Texas. So there was a period of time we were legally separated and then went through divorce. And then afterwards, we went through another post-decree issue in which he came back around. And so I'm including all of that time in the, right. in the divorce, about 7 years. So when my daughter was almost finished with college in Ohio, I decided, okay, time to start over. And I was about 49 at the time. And I had to make a decision. Do I stay in Ohio, where I completely loved my life there? I had beautiful community. I had held a position in public office on the local, state, and national level. And so I had a wonderful community. But Texas is really where my heart is, and I love Houston so much, and I have family here. So I decided to just, okay, pick up and start over, and I'm glad that I did. It's not been an easy time whatsoever, but it was the right decision because I'm very happy to be back here and where I call home, you know.
Well, we were talking previously in preparation for the taping today, you shared with me some of your experiences about starting over, and it wasn't easy.
No, to say the least. I think this has been an effort and a lesson in true grit, honestly. That coupled with a very strong center on my spiritual practices, because when I left Ohio, I thought, okay, I'll put my house on the market and just jump down to Houston, find a place temporarily until my house sells, and then open an office with either some colleagues that I might reconnect with or on my own, and I'd just be off and running. Well, I had stepped out of the legal field for about 20 years, as I mentioned, and first of all, the first big challenge was, okay, moving from Ohio to Houston. And I just happened to connect with an attorney colleague, and she had a bedroom in her apartment for rent. I said, oh, that's perfect. I'll just be there for a little while. And so my son and I rented a U-Haul, you know, or a truck, and I put my mattress, a dresser, my clothes, a chair, just the bare essentials to move into a bedroom. And I put a sign in my house, you know, for sale with the realtor, obviously. And I said, okay, we're just, you know, hooked up my car to the back of the truck. I said, we're gonna do this the cowgirl way and just moved on down to Houston, you know. And I thought, well, you know, what could be easier? And just start over, how exciting. And I had initially shared some office space with a lady in financial services for about 6 months, and then decided after that to share office space with an attorney colleague that I had met during the course of getting started. However, a couple of the details in there, a few things, it was a little rough those first few months for sure, because number one, the market in Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, that area during those years just completely tanked. And so the value of my home just, you know, took a nosedive almost overnight in a very wow. short period of time. I mean, that's not something that I had seen. That happened in Houston back in the early 80s, but, you know, I had never seen such a dramatic drop ever. And so I could not sell my house. And that put me in a little bit of a stuck position here. So long story short, I ended up sleeping on the floor on a mattress for about a year and a half until I could get my law practice off the ground. But that took a little longer than I thought too, because, you know, you don't just come back to town after 20 years, open an office and say, well, here I am, you know, you know, y'all just come on in. It was every day I was, you know, out networking and meeting people and saying, you know, this is who I am, what I'm doing. I'm starting my family law practice because I had such a ride in Ohio, and I learned so much there in my own experience. I said, you know what, I want to do this for myself and to help others get through the system, as well as, you know, see what I can do to provide an educational experience to help avoid mistakes, save money, shortcut the process, hopefully provide, you know, an emotional cushion too, or emotional support system in that, you know, for references and maybe some, you know, insights into how that might be a little easier for someone to do. So that's where Love Money and the Law, how that got started. And that's when I wrote my first book back in 2004 called Do I Stay or Do I Leave? And from that in Ohio, I had already started holding multidisciplinary conferences about the divorce process. So that's one of the elements of what I'm doing now.
Well, tell us how that progressed.
So, sure. Well, when I started over here, again, one of my frustrations was with the legal system, was just the sheer expense of it all. And the challenge, especially when you have children, of getting back on your feet if you've been out of the workforce for a number mm-hmm. of years. Now, I had a few years of support, fortunately, that was helpful in making the transition, but it certainly was not sufficient to, you know, just sit back and relax about. I mean, so I was fortunate in that sense, and I also had already, you know, had my legal degree and a few years of practice in law, so I wasn't completely starting over, but I really was.
Right, you had to build up your clients and.
Oh, I had no clients yeah. the first 5 months of coming back to Houston. I was out everywhere, and I literally just one day in my office after 5 months of trying so hard. And the phone just wasn't ringing. And I thought, my gosh, have I made a huge mistake? And Karen, the next day after having that come to Jesus meeting with myself and what I had, a decision I had made, a young lady comes into my office and says, I need a divorce. And I said, well, sit down and let's talk. And she proceeded to tell me the most horrible story that included almost everything you can possibly throw in the mix with children in a challenging divorce situation. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask her for a pretty, you know, nice retainer. And she says, I'll get it to you by 5 o'clock today. So then she brought me all this cash money. I didn't know what to do with it at 5 o'clock. And I said, where do I put all of this? You know, this was so
money.
Yes, money. Wow. Yay. And, then that happened again, and a couple of weeks later with another client. So I made a little bit of money my first year, but certainly I was, you know, way in the red still as far as getting started. And it just took a lot of going back to that word grit, determination, mm-hmm. of just every single day doing the best I could, the most that I could, and not giving up, just absolutely not giving up. So as I became more involved in my family law practice, I was able to focus less and less on this passion project called Love, Money, and the Law, and which is really about offering insights into the legal system and also from other experts, whether those be in family law attorneys or psychologists or financial experts or those in the spiritual fields, about all different kinds of subjects. And so little by little, I started writing, you know, when I had chance in the evenings or on the weekends, you know, I'd write another seminar, write another chapter in a book, write another chapter for a webinar, you know, some more social media, post content, whatever. I mean, this is, I'm talking about years and years mm-hmm. and years of foundation. And so finally, you know, I've been doing family law for about 13 years now. And I just made a decision the first of this year. Okay, I'm done with litigation. And the only thing I'm going to focus on now is contractual work, which is creating prenuptial agreements or cohabitation agreements for couples. That's the bread and butter. And then the rest of the time, I am shifting my focus 100% to my Love, Money, and the Law project, which is what I'm doing. And so many exciting things are happening when you do that, when you make that shift. I mean, in your whole being, I mean, not just mentally making a decision, but I mean completely stepping into the space that, all right, this is who I am and what I'm doing now, mm-hmm. Instead of what I just let go of, which was, you know, also, I mean, after investing so many years and time and effort in the system, and most of which was about divorce work, about 30% maybe about prenuptial agreement. And now I've said, no, I want to focus on healthy relationships, helping couples create healthy relationships and having happy, long-term committed partnerships. And then offering insights into the legal system from all different angles, because that stays on the positive side of life, and that's where I'd like to be at this juncture.
Oh, that's great. So you can approach relationships before they're bad.
Yes. Well, you know, one of the great advantages of really waiting to do this at this time, after I've had all these years of experience in divorce work, basically, is that, you know, I can anticipate for couples where they might have challenges down the road. And so if someone's coming to my office to do a prenup, it's not a matter of just, you know, throwing some words on a page. I really, really try to do my best at helping my client think of in not just the short term, but the long term big picture of relationship. And because of one, my age and experience, and certainly my family law practice, you know, I'm able to do that. And I think to really do a competent job at this particular type of work, you need some life experience behind you, you know, some personal life experience. I'm in a very different place now at 60 than I was at 20.
You know, for sure.
And so that I think is a big value that I help with.
Tell me about everything that you're thinking about for Love, Money, and the Law, all the different services that you will be offering.
Ooh, I'd love to. Okay, so completely rebranded and launching the middle of April 2019, and sale, as well as lots of information that will be there complimentary. One is about prenuptial agreements, and it's called What's Up with the Prenup.
And, that's cute. I think there's a little humor in there.
And there's lots of ways to receive all these programs as far as information goes, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But there's What's Up with the Prenup, and then I have a program about cohabitation agreements. Then I also have one about that's based on this little book I wrote, like I said, years ago, called Do I Stay or Do I Leave? And that's for anyone in a troubled relationship that might be struggling with the decision as to what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, do they stay or do they leave? And so I've developed a program that's all about the discernment process to help someone really get as clear as possible, and to also have some insights into the legal system about, you know, what they might expect, and then what their life might look like afterwards. And then sometimes, you know, the decision to leave is not the best one. It's better, you know, to stay right where you are and rethink a little bit your circumstances or all the things that you have going for you.
Right.
So it's very interesting, because I don't even know how many times I've given that seminar, and consistently, if there are 20 people in the room, 10 will decide to stay, 10 will decide to go. Hmm. Consistently, it is a 50-50 split. And even if I have two people that will come in one way, they'll turn around, it might turn around the other way. It's just a very interesting program, let's say that. So
yeah,
anyway, I'm excited about that. Okay, so how can you receive these things? I have live seminars. I hold live seminars every month. And I have webinars you can purchase. And then, of course, there's audio and their ebook.
Did you mention starting a podcast?
Podcast. Also, yes, we're launching a podcast. We're going to try our best to get that done by the middle of April. But that will be only with interviews with other experts. Great. The other materials will be offered for sale on my website. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to get, you know, like you, you know, it's nice to have sort of an inventory of material before you launch, and that way I can also show, you know, what's coming up. And there's so many interesting topics, starting with the cohabitation agreements, and certainly some things around the prenups and the do I stay or do I leave. But I'll have conversations about rights to privacy, adultery, cheating, about, you know, some of the more delicate topics that maybe you don't want to really talk about but are necessary with respect to intimacy and sexuality, you know, finances, certainly. And of course, there's so many things to talk about in the spiritual realms about, you know, how two people even come together in the first place, and the decisions about whether or not to leave, and what that includes for various cultures and various religions and different points of view. So my goal is to provide a place for understanding and for insights into many, many, many different issues, because I believe that a lot of our problems or reasons for, you know, crashes in relationships are because of misunderstandings and lack of communication. So you don't know what you don't know sometimes. And part of this program is offering some of those questions.
All this sounds so exciting, and I can't wait for your podcast to start. Can you tell us where we can find you on the internet?
Yes, go to lovemoneylaw.com. Again, lovemoneylaw.com is the website that will be back online the middle of April. And then you'll have links to, you know, all the different social media areas, but certainly a lot more information about the products that I'm referring to and the next live seminar that will be coming up.
Oh, great. And so on social media, you're on Facebook and Instagram. Is that right?
That's right. And also LinkedIn.
Okay. So, and LinkedIn, it would be under your name, Cindy Hyde. About to run out of time, but I did want to pull this back and connect it to our target audience. And those are people over 50 who have either left their job to start their own business and be their own boss, or maybe they've retired and they've come out of retirement to start a business. Or it could be people on the fence. They're not quite sure what they want to do, but they want to make a change. So what do you know now that would have made your journey easier to start your business?
I think that foremost is to have confidence in yourself and to really value your life experience. You know, to not underestimate the importance and the value of our wisdom that we gain through, you know, through living life. And by the time you're 50, I mean, typically you've been married and or married in divorce, and, you know, we have children, and all of those things are just such a great foundation for thinking through, like, okay, now what happens the next half of my life, or less than half? And yes. So every minute is so valuable. It's so precious. And to really focus on the things that give us joy and happiness and stay looking in that direction and give that the most importance more than anything and let everything else sort of go. Yeah.
Right. Well, I could tell that you're really joyful about Love, Money, and the Law.
So. I am so jazzed about it. I am so glad
you just jumped in head first this year and you're just bumping it up to high gear for Love, Money, and
Thank
the Law.
You.
And I am so glad that you could join me today. I think your service is going to be very helpful to a lot of people. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.